All right, this is the interactive portion of the program. We take your phone calls. Dr. Louis Turi with us, and we will also take little predictions about yourself. He'll briefly tell you about yourself. We'll need your birth month, day, and year when you call in, and we'll get you rolling on that. We'll be back with Dr. Louis Turi. More to talk with him about on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. We're back with Dr. Louis Turi as we talk about the psychic world and the subconscious. We'll take your calls this hour as well. Louis, would you consider yourself a remote viewer as well?
I think everybody, to a certain extent, is a remote viewer, but you got to have the stars. For example, anybody who does a remote viewing has to have a very strong Pisces. If you have the head of the dragon, for example, Edgar Cayce, Madame Blavatsky, Nostradamus, I could consider those people as remote viewers. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I sure do.
And the three of them were born with the head of the dragon in the sign of Pisces. So their UCI or their stars support entering the superconscious naturally and much easily than any one of us. Now, there are people who are doing a remote viewing, but they have the tail of the dragon, not the head. So there is just one very thin hair between divine cosmic information or looking into the future and pure imagination. So unless you know your astrological chart, you want to trust your subconscious messages. If not, it's not a good idea.
Now, when we take calls and you want their birth, month, day, and year, do you want them to ask you a question,
well,
or do you just take it away?
They can ask question about ET. They can ask question about dream interpretation. They can have question about their lives, their natal dragon, or whatever. You know, I can channel all this information with Draco, and it's pretty fast. So.
Okay. What do you think of angels? Real?
Absolutely. You know, there are people that in this lifetime mistreated you. And then, you know, I did a reading for this guy on the ship, and he was like 75 years old, and he was crying his head off because when he was a child, he went fishing with his dad, and he fell in the water, and his dad called him old names, and he was crying because he was shocked. And I explained to him that I said to him, imagine if your dad comes home and said to your mom that you're dead. So your dad was very emotional. He was very sensitive, and that was his way to say he loved you. So in many ways, that's. What was the question again? When I channel, I'm so sorry. I'm not there anymore.
We got you doing a lot of stuff here, don't we?
Yeah. When I channel, it's very helpful.
We're talking about angels.
Okay, all right. So as I was saying, and then he died, and then now his dad is acting as an angel, because when you're on the on another level of consciousness, those who have hurt you realize the damage they did to you, because they do not operate with the five limited human senses. So they act as a guardian angel. So the answer is yes. Again, I apologize. When I channel information, it's very hard for me to keep track.
Well, that's why you write down everything.
Well, yeah, I should, but I don't. I channel.
You channel it. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Anise in Florida. Yeah, here's the interesting birthday, June 4, 1964. Okay. Hi, Anise.
Hey, how are you? How are you doing, George?
Okay.
And Mr. Turi, everybody good?
Everybody's good. Go ahead, Louis.
All right, so what's your question, my friend?
Just in general, as far as what part of the dragon I guess I might be, or how far am I into, I guess, releasing or getting my subconscious to do a lot of things to work. I know I've done it before, but, you know, where am I at this point?
Well, you have a tremendous imagination. I can tell you that. You need to control your imagination. You have that very strong rational sense in you. That's why you like politics, okay? But at the same time, you have also a very highly spiritual sense that could make you either an artist or spiritual. What did you work with the government? What did you do in life?
No, I never have.
Well, what did you do in life?
Generally, into sales, working for travel quite a bit, airlines.
So that's definitely
a little bit of everything.
Definitely a Gemini. Gemini is talking, communication. I am glad you never worked for the government because it's on your dragon's tail. You would do much better if you were working for the real estate, food, hotels, and restaurants. Did you ever touch that area?
Not really, although it's come up a few times, but never did.
Well, that's what the dragon is pushing you towards. You have a dreamy side of yourself, a very spiritual side of yourself. But communication, talking, the real estate is where Draco tells me you should aim for. And then careful with your knees. He sees problem on your joints and your knees.
Okay, good luck to you, niece. Hope everything works out for you. If five people called with the same birth date, would they all have the same reading?
No.
That would be it's still different.
Chances are they would not be born the same year, and that there is more power in the location of the dragon than the entire complexity of their chart. Now, some people have problem to auto-analyze themselves, but as they listen, they get to understand the message.
You have looked at animals as well as humans. Tell me about that.
Well, animals like humans, they are responding to the stars. Everything under the stars is under the jurisdiction of the stars. When the stars are negative, let's say, for example, the reptilians are manipulating the stars of a person and they turn this person into a crazy killer, they can do the same with animals. They can do the same with animals in circus. That's why sometimes you have animals that go crazy and kill their trainers. So animals like humans are under the jurisdiction of the stars and also behave negatively, especially when the moon is full. During a full moon, you probably heard of the word lunatic, moody,
sure,
crazy. During the time of a full moon, everything is going absolutely out of order. So animals tend to respond like humans under the power of the full moon. So be cautious with any animals after the full moon or during the full moon.
Does our subconscious always lead us in the right path, or does it sometimes trick us?
No. Depending on your chart, you have to understand the negative group of extraterrestrial, the reptilians, will use your stars to put you at the wrong time, at the wrong place. They are cosmic conscious. They understand the cosmic code. And it's because they understand the cosmic code that they can apply their psychical power or their telepathic power to lead you to become a robot and under their control, so to speak.
Next up, we're going to Texas. Olivia is with us. Birth date, April 8, 1975. April 8, 1975. Olivia, welcome to the program. Do you have a question for Dr. Turi?
Oh, I have tons of questions, but thank you, George, for taking my call. And
sure.
Going to you, Louie. But I guess in general, I've always been a really positive person, tried to believe the best in people, but for some reason, everything negative happens to me.
Well, you've got to be careful. You were born with the moon in Pisces in your subconscious. So you are a target of the reptilians. You've got to be careful of every word that come out of your mouth because they've been already processed through the subconscious and the superconscious. You talk a lot. You should crystallize your thoughts. Have you thought of writing or not?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I've been writing on a book for like 6 years.
Right. I can see your tail of the dragon is in Gemini, so you have that natural aptitude, communication gift. But you need to finish what you start because you're kind of ADD. You're kind of all over the place. You're very lucky with foreigners. You're lucky on foreign ground. Your head of the dragon is connecting you with the Mayan, the Sumerian, the Indian, so to speak. Do you have something to do with the Indians?
My bloodline, for me, has dwindled down. I have very little Native American blood in me. But
you do. I point out your dragon said, so anytime you dwell with foreigners and you educate yourself, because you seem to have missed the boat in education, you would have done very well in anything that demands education. Do that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So be positive. The tail of the dragon is currently affecting your 10th house of career and your home area. That means maybe forcing you to relocate and restructure your career. But as of May the 15th, the new dragon will be conjuncting your natal dragon. So I see you going to college or learning something. I see you doing a lot of traveling, and you're going to be blessed if you crystallize your thought and decide to finish the book you're writing.
Good luck, Olivia. Hope that works. Why haven't mainstream medical professionals, Louis, used the power of the subconscious to help heal?
Well, you know, it's like asking why they think astrology is a sort of science. I remember the FBI visited me twice because I gave exact date for terrorist attack. You remember that? And the reason is you are now going against the establishment. You're going against the status quo. The reptilians infected, would it be scientific or religious matrix, do not want you to understand Jesus' initial cosmic ministry or understand how God speaks to us through the sign and through his immaculate creation. They want to control you, and they control the information in the process. So it is used by those guys. If you go to my website, you can see pictures of the Pope being taught astrology by the Vatican Council, but they don't want you to know. So it's just against the rules, for what is accepted as a serious discipline, not to involve astrology, because astrology is the mother of all science, put it this way.
You were born in Provence, France. Isn't that where Nostradamus came from?
Well, yes, I was born in Provence, and when I was a kid, I used to go into the house of Nostradamus before they turned it into a museum.
Really?
Oh, yes, and I did things that I shouldn't have done. And I'll tell you one day what I did.
Yeah, don't say it on the radio, right?
No, I won't. But what I'm trying to say is I was born under the same stars in the south of France, but I have nothing to do with him apart from that all my UFOs experience led me to study and revive his 16th century divine methodology, which involves symbology, and that's why I designed a totally new software that put the stars where they belong, because Nostradamus used the Julian calendar, while modern astrology is using the modern calendar, the Gregorian calendar, and that puts the chart seven days off. So I have to redesign the software to be more precise.
Tom tells me that the end of January we're going to be in Big Bear, California together at the Alien Snowfest.
That's correct. Oh, I'm
looking
so
forward to that.
Oh, yeah, me too. Oh my, and so is Tarania. She loves you. And Tom.
Well, we'll have some fun out there. And get a coat. It could be cold.
I heard, and I don't like that. You know, I'm an Arizona guy. So.
Yeah, you're not used to that.
No.
Let's go to Linda, New Mexico. Birthday, June 21, 1978. Hi, Linda. Do you have a question for Dr. Turi?
Yes. Well, just basically some clear direction in all matters, if possible. 5 years ago, I sustained the story. Basically, I died. And I just realized it's been 5 years that passed since then. And they gave me like a year to live.
Well, I'm glad you're still with us. Go ahead, Louis.
Yeah. Okay, good, indeed. You're, again, a Gemini. You can see Gemini rules radio and communication. Now they are pretty curious. What I would suggest you to do is to be to socialize a little bit more with your moon in Capricorn. You're a homey things, you know, food, home, security. I can see all that. But it's important for you to socialize a little bit more, okay? Let's see. You have a lot of gifts, psychology, interior designing, the medical field. One quick question. Do you suffer headaches or sinuses? Just a quick question.
Yes, I actually had a tumor in the frontal sinus that actually ate through into the frontal lobe.
Yeah, the tail of the dragon is affecting the upper part of your head. I would strongly recommend you to walk barefoot. You regenerate from the magnetic field of the earth through your feet.
So socialize a little bit more, okay, and connect with Mother Earth a little bit more barefoot, and that's going to help the problem that you have in the sinuses. Anything else that I see with you, you have a fear of never finding love or a fear of not doing good with kids. Do you have any children?
Actually, I have. I only have my stepdaughter from my first marriage. That's been my ex-stepdaughter for more years than I can count. But I have four grandchildren from her that I.
Right. Yeah. You have a fear of not doing well enough, and Gemini is very committed to children. So don't let this be a fear, okay? And I can see that you did suffer quite a lot in the affairs of love, romance, and children yourself when you were growing up. But that's the beauty. That's why all these. That's why God wanted you to go through all these problems. So now you can write for kids, because when they were growing up, you were telling them stories, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then now the idea is to gather all this information and then crystallize it and give it to the children of the future. That's what the dragon wants you to do. Be ready. There is some contract. Also, a lot of activity coming on your marriage area. I don't know what your situation is. I don't want to know. But I'm telling you, there is a restructure of your partnerships area. It's all positive.
Oh, fantastic. Thank
you. Watch for foreigners, okay? The head is in Sagittarius as of May 15, 2020. And you're going to be lucky with foreigners too, okay?
Good luck, Linda. Keep fighting the good fight.
All right, Linda.
What do you do for couples here, Louis? Do you get them together or do you break them up?
No. People attract each other, and when I do a reading, for example, or a show, I bring the people on stage, and I point out their Venus position or their Mars position. Venus in a female chart represents the type of love she's able to offer to a man, while a Venus in a man's chart represents the type of woman and the type of love he will be receptive to, while Mars, on the other hand, in a female chart, represented the type of man she's looking for, the type of masculinity she needs. And in a male chart, Mars represents how he's going to go hunting, so to speak, for a woman or show his masculinity. So I point out with my artwork, I have a celestial artwork, and I point out their strengths, their weaknesses. And it's very, very educational, very interesting, and these people get to know each other and understand each other's better. So, astrology is far from being a sort of science. It was taken away from us for good reason, as I said earlier.
Do you prefer being an astrologist to a hypnotherapist?
Oh, I mingle both, I have a strong moon in Gemini. I have a strong hidden dragon in Gemini. So I'm a jack of all trades. I have a lot of, I call them gifts, a lot of interest, and then that's part of my UCI. So I like to do both. I like to play piano, too, as you know. I like music.
Oh, yeah, and you're one of the best. We're going to come back and take final calls with you, Doctor, in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, it's the great impeachment debate. Dr. John Curtis, who leans right, Howard Bloom, who leans left, are going to debate the impeachment inquiry. We'll take your calls as well. And then later on, we'll be dealing with the paranormal side of the world. So we'll make sure you're part of the program. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie back with you, along with Dr. Louis Touri. It's our final segment here. And Louis, before we go back to final calls, if people go to your website, what can they do? How can they subscribe to some of the things you do?
Well, basically, the best thing they can do is to have a full life reading via Skype, and everything has to be recorded if they want to really get into the real thing. If they cannot afford anything else and they still want to get the best of the best as far as they can guide them, then they have to go for the 2020 Nostradamus Dragon Forecast. All you got to do is to click on those buttons on my website and or read my newsletters. Everything that they need to know, what's current, where I'm going, what I'm supposed to do, what I'm going to be teaching next, is on my newsletter. So it's right on the top of my website. Click on Dr. Touri newsletters.
When you were a youngster, did you have these abilities?
Not really. It's mostly after all those UFOs experiences that I got interested into the cosmic code and the subconscious. But you know, again, it's like me asking you, George, were you always interested in the radio? You were born to do that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's just the way your chart is set. Every one of us has a sun sign, which becomes his soul's purpose. You, born in June as a messenger of the God, God wants you to shine through your words. And remember, our president is also a Gemini, so he shines through his words. Or he doesn't shine, whatever which side you are, because I'm not into politics at all. But I'm trying to point out the value of being a Gemini. Gemini is also being able to adapt, to like the wind, and to change, and to go left, and to go right. It produces the sins and virtue of each sign. Each sign is both positive and negative. So we all have our gift, George.
Our friend Uri Geller got his powers, he believes, from a UFO himself.
Well, that's... I would believe that. I can relate to that, believe me. Oh, yes, I do believe. And there are people, sad enough, who have been touched by UFOs, and they didn't have such a good experience. And now I'm referring to Travis Walton.
I
know exactly what happened to him. And in my UFO conference, I have his chart on my slideshow, and I explain in great detail why he was electrocuted. Let's use that word. But I cannot do that on the air with you tonight.
Yeah, and he was on that cruise too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was there. He's a very humble guy. He's a
good
very
guy.
Nice guy. I spoke to him. I spoke to Dolan. We all had a really, really good time. And I wish I could have helped him to get a closure to what really happened and how and why,
mm-hmm.
because of his stars. But as I said, you know, this has to be done on my UFO slideshow only. It has to be done that way.
Back to the phones. We'll get as many in as we can. We go to New Mexico for Mary. Birthday, December 20, 1964. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, George and Dr. Turi.
Thank you.
I had a question about... I had a dream several years ago under one of the blood moons, mm-hmm. and I thought some ETs tried to contact me, but I wasn't sure, and I turned them away. And then other than that, I wanted to know if they were good or bad, if they were real, and then just a reading for whatever general you have for me.
She turned them away, Louis.
Well, she was born with the Neptune in the subconscious, into the sign of Scorpio. So it was a good thing that you did not dig into those extraterrestrials. You were born with the moon in Cancer. That's why you like to eat and you like to cook. And chances are, when the moon was waning, you have attracted those negative entities through your subconscious. Intuitively, you knew it was not a good thing to do. So what I can tell you as far as your dragon is concerned, you were born with the tail of the dragon in Sagittarius, and you could be pretty much like President Trump, who has the same dragon, classified as the bull in the china shop. So you have to be careful on how you express yourself, because you could be too direct and too honest, and people don't necessarily can delegate the truth. Do I make sense to you?
Yes, you do.
You also need to focus and concentrate, because your dragon set is in Gemini, and that is writing, talking, selling, anything that works with communication. Have you thought of writing books, huh?
No.
Well, it's on your dragon set. Nobody wants to go on the head. Everybody wants to be on the tail. So in other words, you're a professional student, but in this lifetime, you will have to come to a moment where you have to go and start to teach. Do I make sense to you again?
Yes.
I can see also that religion has been against you. In many of your past life, you have been hurt by the world of religion, let's put it this way, and that could dictate why you have a connection with religion. But most of your past life evolved around the Indians. So are you into Indians or into nature?
I read just about anything I can get my hands on, and I'm half Native American.
There you go.
Yeah, it shows. It shows on your dragon. So you're getting a mutual reception as of May the 15th, 2020. 18 months after that, be ready for a full restructure of your partnership and yourself.
Thanks, Mary. Good luck to you. Hope everything works out. Louis, you're a straight shooter. I mean, if you see something bad in someone's life, you tell them that too, don't you?
Well, yeah, I cannot compromise because it does not help to sugarcoat my readings. Because if I see something bad, I can help a person to from the subconscious to clear off and remove the reptilians that are trying to engage or hijack that spirit, the person, so to speak. So it's better to be honest.
Next up, let's go to Santa Cruz, California. Karen's with us, October 17, 1975. Happy birthday, Karen.
Thank you so much, George. I'm so excited. What a great gift.
All right.
Perfect.
All right, quick questions. Do you have any problems on your neck or your thyroid gland?
Not really, no.
Okay, good. All right, I wanted to check on your tail. Be careful around your neck, okay? That's all I can tell you for now. You are an investigator. I could see that. Everything about you is investigating.
I'm on a journey of sorts of investigation, sure.
Yeah.
My spiritual life.
Well, your soul's purpose is a Libra, the scale. One side of the scale represents the laws of man, and that is the red sign, the stop sign in the street, the codification of thought or the Bible. The other side of the scale represents astropsychology. Libra rules, balance, harmony, and psychology. So you're supposed in this lifetime to investigate both sides of the scale, and that's why you like to read.
Yes.
You're a professional student. You have you're a library of information. You always educate yourself. You're also very intuitive, either artistic or religious or spiritual. You all combine. I can see that in your chart. But I can see that you do you work with kids or do you have any fun with the art?
No children. I don't work with kids. No, I do some writing.
Yeah, when I say kids, they can be 75 years old.
That's an old kid, Louis.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say, if you bring light to somebody, if you help somebody, in your case, you're supposed to get something or somebody dead and put it back alive, then that could be also your children. What do you do in life?
What's your job, Kerr? What's your life occupation?
Well, I just got over a pretty intense health crisis, so I've kind of been restructuring my life since
exactly.
then.
Exactly. Yeah, you're supposed to lose and die in this lifetime a few times. Your head
yes,
and your tail of the dragon is in Scorpio, so you will have that very dramatic experience, but you cannot be killed, put it this way.
Yes, I've said that many times.
Yeah, you're very lucky to have the head of the dragon in Scorpio. And that is, your life is a constant process of dying and birthing and then pose quite a lot of problems. Do you have any problem on your heart? You don't have to answer, though, but I see something
no,
there.
No, I don't really, no.
Good, good. Liver. All right. So as long as you keep positive, as long as you keep that energy and knowing that you cannot be destroyed with this dragon, there is no reason for you not to get anything you want in this lifetime. I see you studying and I see you traveling quite a lot once you get back together.
Thanks, Karen. Good to talk with you. She's listening on our great affiliate KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. Appreciate it, Karen. Hope everything works out for you. Indeed. How many readings do you do a year?
Oh, I can't count them. I just cannot. It'd be impossible. When I was on that ship, I did one reading, and then I proved that Draco was real by doing something that nobody ever did involving extraterrestrials. And then after that, everybody was running, for me, everybody was running over me, trying to get me to do readings. But I can do only so much because it's very, very tasking. When I was young, it was different, but nowadays I try to do one reading a day is plenty for me because it's pretty intense. Really, really, really deep.
Let's go to Tuolumne, California. Bill is with us. 9/11/48, September 11, 1948. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, Thank you, George.
And what would you like, a question for Dr. Turi?
I've experienced severe depression for many, many years now. And
I cut you off, my friend, because I'm looking at your dragon. Your tail of the dragon is in your mind, and it's also into the sign of Scorpio. In fact, I had a really good friend born in September, born with the same chart as you. And I had to work overtime to make sure it didn't do our arm himself. When you have the tail of the dragon in the third house or in your mind, it's like Scorpio has a stinger. It's like fighting endlessly death. You regenerate with metaphysics, with investigation. You regenerate with rocks, with crystals. You regenerate by learning, teaching, and traveling. So it's very important for you not to let this tail of the dragon, which could be manipulated by the reptilians, to lead you to end up with early demise. Do I make sense? This is very serious.
Well, how does he fix this, Louis?
As I said, he regenerates through metaphysics, through investigation. He regenerates through traveling with foreigners. He regenerates in writing. Do you get headaches or sinuses?
Bill?
Kind of isolated myself, and along with this, there's been periodic suicidal ideations.
I can see it, my friend. It's very serious. But what about your neck? Any problem on your neck?
No, but I've made, with this depression for so many years, I've made myself ill with a form of muscular dystrophy.
Yeah, I see it. Okay, well, you know, this is one of the most karmic, one of the most difficult, one of the most terrible dragon to have. To have the tail of the dragon in Scorpio in the mind, it's a miracle for you to be still alive. I want to be very honest with you. Okay, so I would strongly recommend you to, you know, contact me and let me work with you. Like, listen, I don't even want you to pay. I want to help you because I had a really close friend and he committed suicide. And even though that I worked my butt off to just, oh gosh, I don't want to go there because it's really, really, really.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, so please contact me and let me work with you, okay?
Yeah, and it's Bill from California.
I remember his name.
Okay. And we've got time for maybe one or two more calls. Linda Marie is with us in Medford, Oregon, November 21st, 1970. Hi, Linda.
Hi, George. Good morning. Bonjour, Dr. Turi.
Bonjour, Linda. She was born with the tail of the dragon in Leo. Leo was love, France, Italy, and children. So she's a little girl who doesn't want to grow up. You have had past life in France, but I can see that your upbringing or your connection with your mom or your dad was pretty difficult. You have to let it go because you, especially your mom, you have chosen your parents. You're connected with your parents genetically. You may even look like them, but you have nothing to do with them. Your spirit, your stars, your fate, the way you think, the way you act is very different. So you have a big, huge heart, and you need to let go of what happened to you. Do that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I love my parents very much. I lost daddy to melanoma when I was 16.
And
it was two weeks after his 40th birthday.
But again, you're a Scorpio, you know, being born in November, all of those born in November have to go through the process of dying and rebirthing constantly. It can be very, very difficult. But at the same time, you have to kill the scorpion and you have to build what the eagle. Scorpio is the only sign that can survive dramatic experience and rebuild themselves into the eagle. And from all of those pain and suffering, they can teach, they can educate and work with the kids.
Louis, we are out of time, my friend. Keep in touch, and I will definitely see you at the Big Bear at the end of January.
You bet. Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Louis Turi, his website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Don't forget, on our next program, we're going to have the great impeachment debate with Dr. John Curtis and Howard Bloom. We'll start it off with a coin flip, and then we'll go from there, and we'll take calls with you in the latter part of the program as well. And then later on, we'll be dabbling with the paranormal side on Coast to Coast AM. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Greg Bishop, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.